From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Earlier, they agreed to let in migrants to ease the numbers in Hungary. More than 430,000 migrants, including refugees from Syria and Iraq, have made their way to Europe this year. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The violence broke out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier had barricaded themselves in the mosque and had thrown rocks and flares at police. Middle East expert Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College spoke with VOA about the tensions.
From the Palestinian side, there's been a considerable amount of rage, particularly among West Bank Palestinians, and that would in the occupied territories, and that would include East Jerusalem, over the deaths, the burning deaths of a family that occurred as a result of an attack by Israeli settlers a number of weeks ago. For Palestinians, emotions and political feelings have been particularly high. And so coinciding with it did, as Jews flock into Jerusalem for the Jewish holidays, it's unfortunately not a surprise that this occurred when it did.
Muslims have been upset about non-Muslim visitors to the mosque compound and a push to allow Jewish prayer outside Al-Aqsa. Suicide bombers killed at least seven people Sunday in attacks in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolafata, a border area that has suffered numerous attacks from Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroon is a major contributor to the multinational joint task force aimed at defeating the Sunni insurgency. This is VOA News.